Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? If you're in the manufacturing business, time is important. You're looking at the process. You're automating. You're looking at how many units are coming off that are finished product at the end of the line and how much time each one of those finished products took to go through your system. If you can save a few seconds or a minute between the completion of your product, what that means is that means profit. It means you have more output. You can get more done. So it's studied all the time. You know, how do we position our people? How do we position the automation? How do we even make small changes that will make small changes in the amount of time that it takes to complete something? We do a time study. But yet, most of us in the entrepreneurial family type businesses never think about time. CEOs need to ask, how long will it take? We don't think about prospecting, and we don't say, how long will it take us to find the next prospect? How many cold calls do we have to make? How much time are our salespeople actually spending out there? How are they using their day? How am I using my day so that I can save more time, so that I can be a person who's sitting back and planning strategy and thinking through my business? Time is the one thing that's elusive. It seems to just slip away, and we don't even realize it. We don't realize that we're not being productive. We don't realize that our coworkers, our employees, are not being productive. Now, no one is going to be 100% productive. No one. It's just the way it is. Just how business works. But you have to think about time, and you have to think about how productive should a particular person in a particular job, how long does it take? What are the expectations? Is it being done correctly? Do we have it organized in a way that it can be most productive? So what you're doing is you're doing a time study of your business and you're breaking it down into prospecting, sales, marketing, customer service, whatever the position happens to be. Do we have an accounting department to deliver the financial statements on the first of the month, but yet they don't seem to get them done to the 15th or the 20th? Pay attention to time. Time is all we have. And what are you paying for? You're paying for people's productivity, but you're paying for their time. And if they're not using their time wisely, then what happens is you are certainly overpaying and you won't make the profit or the productivity that you expect. Now, be reasonable. What if you were doing this job? Don't have unrealistic expectations. But just sit back, watch things, watch how time is slipping by, watch how one person is really productive and another isn't, and then see what we can do about it just to increase our time. If we increase our productivity, if we understand what we need to do, if we understand how long it should take, well, you'll find that your profits will grow. You will actually be less stressed, and everyone around you will be less stressed because they'll have an understanding of exactly what is appropriate, what's appropriate workload, what's the appropriate behavior. On the other hand, if they're doing too much, if we have too many things piled on top of them, we have expectations that they can't possibly get done. We need to know that too. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.